It is the word that we need and must have in our lives. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void. I'm going to say praise God. When God says it, it happens. Well, we got a Bible full of his words, and they're all going to happen. All his promises are yes and amen to us. It's good to rehearse these things and think about them and to know that he's backing his word up. His word will work. It will not return void. Amen. Amen. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So when God speaks, he means business. When God speaks, it's going to happen. And that song, we're one day closer. Because the word says he's coming back. We're one day closer to being to the point where we can only say, I can only imagine what I'm going to do when I see him. When I see him. We're going to talk about the anointing tonight, but more important things were said and done. And God has dealt with our heart. And we've prayed. And God's done mighty things tonight. But I feel this strong in my heart. If you have a loved one or you know someone that perhaps, you know, we're not judging, we're just looking at fruit. But they need to come home to God. I can only imagine what it's going to look like, be like, when we're all there. The prodigals do come home. They're coming home this year. What was said Sunday night and Monday night, they're coming in. Those that have been in places that were important places are coming in. And all others are coming in. And not just our church, but they're coming in here for sure. This is the one we're involved with. So praise God. Amen. The prodigals are coming home. You might want to write that down and put a date by it. This is January 31st, 2024. You could just say, they're home. Put the faith to it. They're not coming. They're home. Amen? Because there was scripture read this week, and you know these scriptures, God will bring them home. Amen? Did Isaiah not say, your sons and your daughters will come home? Arise, shine. For the glory of the Lord is upon you. They're going to bring all their camels with them too. We learned that this week. Amen. They're coming in. They're here. So praise God. Let that be our mindset and what we say and what we think. Well, I wish so. No. Just call their name out. Thank God they're home. Yep. Let me tell you. If I can get saved, if Larry Tack can get saved, Fred can get saved, and David Herbert for sure, we all can get saved. Amen. Now I let all you ladies off. I left the two men upstairs too because they're closer to God than I am right now.
They're higher.
They got about 20 feet on me. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And God is doing great things. We've been singing that, saying that for months. God is doing great things. And we thank him for it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Okay, we're going to pray for our prayer request, and then we're going to dismiss, and Debbie and Larry and I are going to meet and have a short board meeting, and then we'll meet again Sunday night. Larry, we'll just have Mike and Mike and Betty to come. Y'all don't have to come. Well, this has been about 6 weeks. This has been a hard thing to get our board meetings met. So anyway, bring those down and we'll pray. Hallelujah. He's what now?
He's in Mexico.
Yeah, I got that. Well,
working with Toyota.
Okay, yeah.
For 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And he said they're kind of in the rough part. And everywhere he goes, he has to have somebody with him. So I just remember leaving.
Do you know the town that he's in?
It's a funny name. He's way down south.
Yeah, okay. Well, amen. So, ship's in Mexico. Right? I got that part right? Okay. Well, God knows where all the... Hey, Jeanette, I'm not going to say anymore, but anyway. Anyway. But Debbie's got Chip's name on here. And God is God everywhere.
Yes, He is. I feel like we should just pray strong with 91 over Him.
Let's do it. Get your Bible or your sheet. We're going to read Psalms 91 over him, and this will include all of us. Just yeah. Put your faith on it. Amen.
Yes.
Ann?
Well, and the dance team is safe.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Lily's dance team, Lila's dance team, is they're going to Orlando to Disney World tomorrow in competition. And pray they do well, but the main thing, they'll be safe. And Jay and Terry are with them, and a lot of moms and dads are going as well.
Yes.
So pray they all have a safe trip going and coming.
Yes.
And have a great time.
Yes.
Have a great time. Okay, we're going to read Psalms 91. It's going to cover everybody, and then we'll pray over these two, okay?
Okay.
And this is Chip, for sure, and then all the others, okay?
Yes, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, that we dwell in the shelter of the Most High, and
Amen.
We rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Even Meredith will rest in the shadow of the Almighty tonight. And we'll say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. You're our God in whom we trust.
Amen.
Surely you'll save us from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence.
Yep.
You'll cover us with your feathers, and
yep.
under your wings, Lord, we'll find refuge.
Yes.
And your faithfulness, Lord, will be our shield and rampart. We'll not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
Right.
Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness.
Right.
Nor the plague. There'll be no plague.
Amen.
There'll be no RSV. There'll be
right.
no flu, cold, stomach viruses, heart attacks, strokes,
right.
diabetes,
right.
heart disease, kidney disease,
right.
cancer,
Ooh,
COVID-19.
Yes. Amen.
Coronavirus. Yeah. No plague, devil.
Amen.
No plague that destroys at midday.
Yes.
1,000 may fall at her side and 10,000 at her right hand, but it ain't coming near us.
Amen.
We'll only observe with our eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
Yeah.
Lord, if we make you our refuge and make you the Most High our dwelling, no harm over Chip
yep.
will overtake us. No disaster is going to come near our tent.
Right. Right.
For you'll command
Absolutely.
Your angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. They'll lift us up in their hands so we don't strike our foot against a stone.
Yes.
And we'll tread upon the lion and the cobra. And
yep.
we'll trample the great lion and the serpent.
Yep.
Because you love us, Lord, you'll rescue us. You'll protect us, for we acknowledge your name.
Amen.
We'll call upon you, Lord, and you will answer us. And you'll be with us in trouble.
Amen.
And you will deliver us.
Yes.
And you will honor us. And
yes.
with a long life, you'll satisfy us.
Yes.
We'll live out the number of our days, and you'll show us your salvation.
Yes.
Household salvation.
Yes.
Ooh, come
yes.
on.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, for us and all our families,
yes.
Lord, all of our children.
Yes. Yes.
Lord God, for Lila and her dance team,
yes.
Lord God, they
yes.
have the favor of God.
Amen.
On Lord, they're the head, not the tail.
Right.
They're above and not beneath. They'll
right.
not miss a step. The Holy Spirit and the angels are encamped all about them,
right.
and all things are going to work together for their good.
Yep.
You're rebuking the devourer for their sake, and we just thank you, Father God, your hand is up on them.
Yes.
And we just praise you and thank you for that.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got something, Ann?
I was looking at something on my phone today, and there was a church where it looked like prayer warriors was going from row to row, singing, praising that over every chair in there.
Amen.
This morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, we declare that over every seat here.
Yes,
up there,
Lord.
Here,
yes.
front door, all
yes.
the doors are open
yes.
to the
yes.
to anyone that needs
yes,
to come in.
My Lord.
Yes,
glory
yes.
to God.
Oh, Shandara, they came as you day. Don't come as you day. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I think they're in my office. I think they're in my office.
I printed some for the women's prayer group. Extra.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But if I need to print any more.
No, I think I have some more.
Okay.
And it may be, it might have been some on the table that I took off because I thought Tracy was bringing his stuff and he didn't get here. So anyway. Okay. Let's just stay focused.
Oh,
I'm seeing in the spirit that the covenant of blood, the blood covenant, is over these people, especially our loved ones, Chip and others. There is blood between them and God. And that blood protects them.
Yes.
It provides for them. Yes. It saves them.
Yes.
It increases them. It gives them favor and a standing and an establishment that nothing else can. So we plead the blood of Jesus over all these prayer requests. And since Chip's out of country, we pray, plead the blood of Jesus over him, around him, through him, all the way, every way, all the way there and all the way home. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we also pray that for all of our church family.
Yes. Yes.
Even those, Lord, that are seen a little distant or disconnected at the point, Lord God, they know they're supposed to be here. Yes. Their heart is here. Lord, we're asking you get their rear ends here as well.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you that it's done. It's the blood.
Yes.
It's the blood.
Ooh.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you it's done, and all these people are healed, whole, and well, blessed, and covered with the blood. In Jesus' name,
Lord.
Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you all. Glory to God. Okay, Ann's got something she needs to say, I think, in just a moment. But anything else? Okie dokie. Larry, Debbie, if y'all will follow me.